नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते श्रीराधानाथ स्वामीन इति नामिने नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते श्रीराधानाथ स्वामीनिति नामिने नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमो कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद प्रभो नित्यानंद गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा एवरीबॉडी टुगेदर कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे कृष्णा Oh. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, everybody. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Everybody, come on. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Everybody Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jayo Radha Kalachanji, Radha Kalachanji, Shri Radhe. Jayo Jagannatha, Jayo Jagannatha, Baladeva, Jayo Subhadra Maya. Jayo Jagannatha, Jayo Baladeva, Jayo Subhadra Maya. Jayo Gauranitai, Gauranitai. Gauranitai jayo Gauranitai Gauranitai jayo Prabhupada jayo Prabhupada jayo Prabhupada jayo Prabhupada Jayo Guru Deva, Jayo Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jayo Guru Deva. Hari Bol. Hari Hari Bo Hari Bo Hare Krishna. So, welcome to you all to the temple. So, also those who are listening to this on the internet, would like to welcome you all. Today is the most auspicious day of the Vyas Puja Mahotsav of His Holiness. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj. So we're going to get started on the Vyas Puja celebrations in a couple of minutes. So I request all the devotees who are listening to this on the online or on the radio, please kindly come to the temple and we're going to get started in very few minutes. Hare Krishna. Once again, just a quick reminder for everyone that we are going to get started on the program of Vyas Puja Mahotsav of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. So I request all the devotees to please kindly come to the temple room. So just to set the right mood for all of us, I'm going to read some of the wonderful quotes from of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj from some of his lectures. So I'm going to read about the compassion, the highest spiritual truth. The fundamental need for all of us is love. Every living being is looking for pleasure, from the insignificant insect to the kings and prime ministers. Everyone is seeking pleasure, but there is only one pleasure that can reach the heart, and that is the pleasure of experiencing heart's need to love and to receive love. The pleasure of sensual experience, fame, acquisition of wealth, etc., can reach the mind and the senses, but they don't really touch the heart. What if you were the proprietor of everything on the earth when you were the only being on the earth? There will be no one to love you, and there will be no one to be loved by you. We need love, and that's our nature. One thing that every spiritual path has in common is the characteristic of compassion. The one who actually follows it is an instrument of compassion. In Buddhism, one of the cardinal principles of Lord Buddha taught is ahimsa, which means non-violence, respecting the integrity of the life, liberty and pursuit of happiness of all living beings, regardless of their race, religion, sex, economic and or educational backgrounds, or even their species, to be compassionate towards the others. In the Jain religion, there are very strict vegetarians because they want to reduce the amount of violence that they commit to others. While I was traveling in Iran, I was studying Islam during the month of Ramadan from a very wonderful scholar of Quran. He was telling me that they follow Ramadan to develop compassion. He explained that the people are hungry because they don't have what they need. Giving charity to them, getting the tax laid off, is good, but it's not really fulfilling to the heart. To give in charity to get your name exalted is good, but it does not touch your heart. But to give in charity because you actually feel for the suffering of someone else, and out of love you really want to help them, that is real charity. He fasted so that he could know what the pains of the hunger are like. And when he sees someone hungry, he feels for them compassion. The highest and the most pleasing service that one can offer is to be willing to accept inconvenience and difficulty in order to show care and compassion to others.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Radhananda Swami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Radhananda Swamine Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi ಆತ್ಯತ್ಯಾದೇಶತಾರಿಣೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೆ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯದೇಶತಾರಿಣೆ ಜಯೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಜಯೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಜಯೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ್ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಜಯೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೆ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೆ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೆ ಹರೆ Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jayo Prabhupada, Jaya 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 Guru Deva, 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 Nittai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nittai Gaura Haribol.
Hare Krishna. I welcome you all to our temple program today. So before we get started on this important celebration for all of us, so I'd like to seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas of this dham. Especially we would like to seek the blessings of the temple leadership and also the Vaishnavas, and we'll invoke we'll chant the invocation prayers before we get started. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Shri Radhanath Swami Niti Namine. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrunda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Radhanath Swami Vyas Puja Maha Mahotsav Din Ki Jai. So we'll get started. The format is pretty simple, like what we used to do every year. We'd request all the Vaishnavas to come forward and offer the obeisances to His Holiness. And then, you know, you can make yourself comfortable here. If you feel comfortable right there, then we can get the mic to you. And then you can offer the offerings for this year. And the idea is, like, you know, once the dham, you know, senior Vaishnavas show up, they'll have the preference. You know, we would like to hear more from them on this day, so that, you know, we get to hear more katha, more nectar from about the His Holiness from them, their experiences. And based on the situation and time, you know, allotments, you know, we'll, rest of the disciples of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj also will get a chance to offer them. If you do not get by any chance, you know, your turn to offer your offerings, please kindly, you know, you will have another opportunity again on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. So, with that, we will get started. Those who are listening to this program again on the radio or on the internet, I would request all the devotees to kindly please come to the temple room. So we are getting started right now. So, it may appear that I'm going to put some of you on spot, but I would like to request some of the devotees to come forward and then start offering. So we'll start with Nandini Kishori Mataji. So please, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishtaya Bhutale Srimati Radhanath Swami Iti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshitarine. Dear Guru Maharaj, it's my great fortune and privilege to be present in Shri Shri Radha Kalchandi's temple next to Goswami Maharaja's Samadhi and amongst all of you Vaishnavas. I'm so fortunate. This is your mercy. I would like to share about your witty comebacks. I really love them. And one of the times, one sincere sadhaka in early days in Chaupati asked, Maharaj, how is it that a son gets married in a very happy family, peaceful family, and once he's married, everything is finished? All peace, everything is finished. And you said, are you married? And he said, no. And your reply was, we have a space in Brahmachari Ashram. You should join. And other time you said, Hare Krishna. Another time there was a devotee in L.A., and he was very shy to take your signature, and you wanted to encourage him on the book. You were visibly tired, and you said, yes, you must You must stay, I must sign your book. Otherwise, I'm going to fast till morning. And then he goes in the, yes, until the breakfast. And one time, one sannyasi was telling that, Maharaj, Radhana Swami glorifies everybody. I'm just a fool. And your comeback was, yes, you are the most wonderful fool. Fool in Hindi, which means a great flower, which can be offered. And another time, Govinda, your servant, he was extremely serious. He got so serious and he said, Maharaj, I want to die for you. I really want to die for you. Equally serious, you went to your room. You brought back your faded sannyasi robes. Go die for me. So, Mahaguru Maharaj, on this day, I would like to sincerely request that I become one of your diehard followers and a worthy disciple. And I'm extremely grateful for your witty, compassionate, non-judgmental, and yet extremely deep replies. Some of those have changed lives and touched lives forever. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. So next, I would like to request His Grace. I would like to request His Grace Partha Prana Prabhuji to offer His
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutare Srimate Radhana Swamine Iti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutare Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravan Pracharne Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschyat Deshtarane. I would humbly thank all the authorities, senior Vaishnavas and other devotees who have considered to me this fallen soul to glorify our Guru Maharaj on Vyasa Puja celebration. All glories to my Guru Maharaj. Maharaj, please accept my prostrated obeisances onto your lotus feet. Maharaj, you are embodiment of humility, kindness and grace. And the inspiration given by you directly or individually is my life. Because of your causeless mercy, I, the fallen soul, is somehow surviving. Maharaj, when I hear your lectures, I am coming to understand my countless offenses I am committing, but because of your mercy, I am getting to correct them in Krishna consciousness. Maharaj, your glance still I remember when I met you in New Vrindavan. Subsequently, during my Harinam Diksha, it is so kind, graceful, and your expression is amazing. I thank you, Maharaj, from core of my heart for whatever the grace that you have shown to me. Maharaj, you are tank of actually compassionate. So the compassion that you show on your disciples is totally beyond our imagination. I have a desire to serve you personally, massage your feet, cleaning your clothes, setting up bed for you. I hope at least at one time in this lifetime, I will get that fulfillment. Maharaj, because of your love and service to Krishna and upliftment of all the souls, I am sure one day all will go back to Godhead. Maharaj, your effort to spread the Krishna consciousness throughout the world is simply exemplary. Whoever takes shelter of your lotus feet shall definitely get Krishna prema, prema bhakti. Your fallen disciple, Partha Pranadas. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Prabhuji. I would like to invite His Grace Dauji Nitai Prabhuji. So, while Prabhuji is offering his obeisances, I'll read one quotation from Maharaj, His Holiness. This is about love. Love is the most satisfying way to control the mind. Bhakti makes us single-minded when it awakens our innate spirit of love. That's very interesting, right? Love is the most satisfying way to control the mind.
నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి రాధానాథ స్వామినితి నామినే. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవి గౌడమణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దిశతారిణి. జయ శ్రీ కృపాధి. జయ గురు మహారాజ్. ప్లీజ్ టేక్ మై ప్రొస్టిట్యూటెడ్ ఒబిసెన్సెస్ ఆన్ టు యువర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ అండ్ ప్లీజ్ యాక్సెప్ట్ a small offering from me in this auspicious day of your appearance day. Hare Krishna. So I want to narrate few of the instances that I have faced with Guru Maharaj and to share that with everyone, and the feelings that I got, how he has saved me in this lifetime by giving his shelter and giving me the Harinam. So it was 2015. It was 2013. I was, wandering throughout everywhere, everywhere throughout the world, to get a shelter and to understand, what is, I didn't know even who is, even though I was worshiping Krishna, I didn't know who is, who is God. So, there was no clear conception. And 2013, mercifully, one of Maharaj's disciple gave us shelter on the day of, it was December 2013 when we got the shelter of, the Mataji who gave us the knowledge of, what is this Krishna consciousness. And after that, she has given us a lot of care, and from that only I could understand how compassionate the Guru Maharaj should be. I mean, I have never seen him by that time, and I was always in a anxiety that when I will meet Guru Maharaj. And then in 2015 I went to Sadhu Sangh. And I was, first time I definitely saw him in Mayapur. But in, the actual association that I got, close association, was in Sadhu Sangh. And I was, there in Sadhu Sangh. And I was thinking that, how can I get a little bit close association with Guru Maharaj? How can he, just coddle me on his arms? And as a small child, ignorant child, and give the knowledge or the compassion or the blessings to me. And I was, thinking somehow I will get the association. And I can see that, in Sadhu Sangh was so big a festival, and everyone, there are lot of devotees there. And Guru Maharaj, I have seen that, he is so compassionate. So he was going one by one to everyone, not missing a single person, and then just coddle them or give them a hug, big hug. And, I was thinking, okay, this is my day. I will just definitely get a hug. And I was going corner to corner. I was so, full of anxiety that I was going corner to corner just to, get a little bit attention. And then Guru Maharaj comes to me and then gives a hug. But I was so unfortunate that I didn't get that. But I keep following up, the footsteps, wherever Guru Maharaj was going, and then just to see that, you know, I get a little bit mercy, at least he will touch me. But somehow I didn't get that. But it was so nice experience that I was going behind him, but I was seeing that, even if he has not, I didn't get that blessings, but so many people, so many devotees was getting that blessing. And I was feeling so fortunate that at least that time I have not initiated, but I was feeling so fortunate to get that association of Guru Maharaj and thinking that he is such a humble and full of compassion in his heart. And 2017, this year, was so blissful for us, and it was so memorable for us because we got initiated by Guru Maharaj. And I remember the moment that I have spent with Guru Maharaj on that day, 21st of May. So I was I was thinking throughout how I will face Guru Maharaj with full of sins in my heart. And how can I see his face? And how can I get this initiation? I was not, even though I was ready to, I was, full of anxiety to get that initiation, but I was feeling, I'm not ready. How can I go and face Guru Maharaj? I was feeling that, fear inside me. And I went to Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj, so merciful, he was smiling. And he was looking face to face. And I just had a glance of Guru Maharaj, and that's it. And then I couldn't see him because it was glowing. The face was glowing I can't explain that in my this small mouth and the words that will fall out. He was glowing, and then I was after that I couldn't see his face, and then I felt better to look at his lotus feet, and then. Get the initiation done. So I was, and after that I never saw to his face, and then I just took the beads. But a little bit, hope was there inside my heart that, I will at least see his face once before I leave that place. And then I saw again, and then I just saw that he's still laughing and, still smiling. So mercifully. And when I heard my name, I was this experience I wanted to share because I felt so appropriate. Somehow I felt Guru Maharaj understood that this soul is totally covered with so much of sins that he has given the name Dauji Nithai Das. He has given that name, I think, so appropriately, just thinking that this person definitely needs a lot of mercy. And I have to give both the names and both the merciful, Dauji and Nithai, both will, if they give the blessings, then only he will survive and get the mercy of Krishna Prema. So very thankful to you, Guru Maharaj, for at least accepting me as your disciple. I don't know if I am qualified for that, but I am so grateful that you taken me into your shelter, and you have already done so for so many souls. I am so grateful that I am getting the association of your so many disciples, and they are so they just reflect your heart. And they are so merciful. They are giving us so much of love. We are very thankful for that as well. And they are helping us so much in growing in our path of devotion. Even though you are not physically present, you have created such a big family throughout the world that we will never fall short of your love, your compassion, and your mercy. We will always remember you by the association of your disciples who are true representative of yours. And they are so loving, caring for us. And lastly, I just want to tell one more thing. That Guru Maharaj, I have a strong desire to come very close to you and then serve you by probably just, you know, by washing your lotus feet one day and then take that water and drink it to satisfy my thirst. That is, you know, that thirst is for our lifelong, for our, you know, life after life, I think. And this life, I want to make it successful by taking that, you know, water of a lotus feet. Thank you so much, Guru Maharaj. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Thank you, Dauji Nitai Prabhuji, for sharing your love for Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much. So next, I would like to request Radhika Kripa Devi Dasi.
So, Hare Krishna. Before even I start my offering, I would like to offer my humble obeisances thousands and thousands of times to the whole Guru Parampara and Srila Prabhupada, and to my dearest beloved Guru Maharaj, and to all the assembled Vaishnavas here and Vaishnavis. Today is the glorious appearance day of my spiritual master. Maharaj, your glories are innumerable and are the only inspiration for me to sustain my spiritual life. Maharaj, your glorious compassion can be seen in your dealings with all the devotees or any new person who doesn't even know about Krishna. You just give so much love to everyone with your simple, innocent heart. Maharaj, your glorious austerity can be felt when we hear about your meditation on the rock of River Ganges for so many days. Your austerity cannot be comprehended when you extend yourself to take us all for the spiritual yatras, even with the struggling health conditions. Maharaj, your glorious love can be felt from all my God family. Without their association, I cannot imagine any progress in my spiritual life. Maharaj, your glorious vision on different projects like Vada Farm, Govardhan Eco Village, Simple Temple Chaupati, renovation of the Bhakti Center, New York, these are just a few. Maharaj, your glorious teachings in the form of your lectures are the only inspiration and source for me to understand more about Krishna, Lord Gauranga, and the Guru Parampara. Maharaj, your glorious determination can be seen when you have traveled different countries with such an austerity in search of the absolute truth. Maharaj, you are so glorious that everything you do is simply glorious. Lastly, Maharaj, your mercy is so glorious that I fail to understand that your mercy is the only driving force for me. All glories, all glories, all glories to our beloved Guru Maharaj. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Thank you.
So I'll read one more quote from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. This is on ego. The mercy of Supreme is infinitely stronger. The mercy of the Supreme is infinitely stronger than our egos, insecurities, and self-destructive tendencies. So it's neither helpful nor healthy to unduly castigate ourselves for our shortcomings. This is again on ideals. When spiritual ideals from the foundation of a relationship, the relationship can survive whatever challenges may arise. So now I'll request I would like to request Jayant Krishna Prabhuji to share his love for Guru Maharaj. Another quote, Bhakti Yoga starts when we appreciate the devotional qualities in others. That's another amazing one by His Holiness.
నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి రాధానాథ స్వామిని తినామని. నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణపస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి తినం. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవి గౌరవన్ పిచారి నిర్వసి శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్యస్థారణి. హరి కృష్ణ మహారాజ్, ఇట్స్ మీ అన్న. ఐ జస్ట్ వాంట్ టు షేర్ మై ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ విత్ మహారాజ్. ఐ మెట్ హిమ్ మహారాజ్ ఇన్ 2014 in Geetanagari. That's the day, one day before that, we're going to take second initiation from Maharaj. Actually, our first initiation was from His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj. So it's fortunate that, because with the mercy of a lot of devotees, and especially mercy of Yugal Kishore Prabhu, and my senior god brother Devkinandan Prabhu from Singapore, because of them I would able to get the second initiation from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. So when I first time I saw him, it was so, you know, I saw his Maharaj always very grave and smiling and very compassionate to everyone. So, and also I met him in second time at Denver. The same year in 2014, we went to Denver when Maharaj was visiting there. So we had a personal, we got some time to talk to Maharaj and spend some time with Maharaj at time. And we can see, I personally felt that being, so compassionate to everyone, to all the fallen souls like me, with so much, difficulties or endeavors, Maharaj is putting so much endeavor from his side. It's unimaginable, because, they are sacrificing, Maharaj sacrificing so much, and for basically our upliftment of, each and every one of us. So I can see the love the Maharaj has for his disciples or anyone who comes. And in those interactions, I can see how compassionate Maharaj is and how he is, lovingly, showering his love to everyone. So anytime I see, if I feel like, I'm not able to, do some service or something, and then I realize how much sacrifice and efforts, that Maharaj is putting, just to help everyone and bring Krishna consciousness to every individual that he meets. So by seeing that, you think that you are very insignificant and you should be able to do it. So that's the inspiration I get every time. So that's the that's what I can say about Maharaj. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for sharing your love for Guru Maharaj. Next, I would like to request Deeptimayi Radha Mataji to share her offerings.
విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి రాధానాథ స్వామిని తినామని. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణపృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని తినామని. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవి గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేషవాది పాశ్చాత్యస్థారిణి. హరే కృష్ణ. సో మెనీ ఆఫ్ యూ నో దట్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ద డిసైపుల్ ఆఫ్ మహారాజ్, బట్ వెరీ గ్రేస్ఫుల్లీ అండ్ వెరీ మర్సిఫుల్లీ మహారాజ్ హ్యాస్ accepted me as his Shiksha disciple. So I am very, very grateful. And actually, just after my marriage, I got introduced with Maharaj. And after hearing so many lectures, I got so much inspired by Maharaj. And I thought to request Maharaj if he can accept me as his Shiksha disciple. And then very gracefully, very mercifully, as all of you know how merciful he is, and then he accepted me as his Shiksha disciple. So today it's a very auspicious occasion for all the disciples as well as all the devotees, that all of us, we get the opportunity to glorify Maharaj. So I would like to, this means Maharaj has innumerable qualities, but I would like to describe just, you know, two things what I have experienced in this lifetime. That, you know, means that Maharaj is so broad-minded. Once, means if we all see the Vyasasan of Chaupati temple, from that only means we can understand, means the Vyasasan in Chaupati's temple, it itself describes Maharaj's quality, you know, how, means if I say that he is broad-minded, this is very material word, but I don't know what word I should say for this, for his, this means this quality. So means Maharaj, actually this is Maharaj's instruction I have heard, that you know, whoever senior devotee comes, he should sit with Maharaj on the Vyasasan. And we can see that every temple we have, like, you know, very simple Vyasasan, but the Vyasasan in Chaupati, it's really very, very, means very nice. So once in 2012, actually I was personally present in Maharaj Vyasa Puja in Mumbai, and that time Maharaj was also there. So I would like to describe this incident, which means today also if I remember this incident, it means it gives me immense happiness and immense joy. So what happened? Maharaj Vyasa Puja was going on, and Maharaj was sitting on his Vyasasan, and all of us, we know that how Vyasasan is prepared, right? It's with lot of flowers and lot of things, right? It looks so beautiful. So Maharaj was sitting on his Vyasasan, and Vyasa Puja was going on, and suddenly His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj came to that, to his Vyasa Puja program. And, you know, suddenly Maharaj got up from his Vyasasan, and he offered his Vyasasan to His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. You know, this everything is happening in front of my eyes. And so Maharaj is offering his Vyasasan to Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. And, you know, naturally, Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj also offering, he is saying, no, I will not sit. You sit. So like this, you know, he is saying to him and he is saying to Maharaj. Like this, you know, it went almost for 1 minute. And then at the end, you know, both of them sat on the Vyasasan. And then program was continuing like this. So it gives me, like, you know, immense happiness that how Maharaj respects, and Maharaj gives his respect to each and every, means to everybody, and he never thinks, he never takes his position as like, you know, means a great person or something. And I was yesterday only I was hearing one lecture. And I was hearing one lecture by his disciple, His Grace Shikshashtakam Prabhu. And there, you know, I would like to describe his humorous nature. So, you know, once what happened, Maharaj was, means Maharaj and Shikshashtakam Prabhu, and one more devotee, he is very dear friend of Maharaj. So all of them were going to, means one person, he sponsored ticket, flight ticket for Maharaj and Shikshashtakam Prabhu. And that person was taking Maharaj and Shikshashtakam Prabhu to Udupi temple. There was some festival was there, and that person was taking them to there. So in the flight, what happened, that Maharaj took the window seat. And that person, he is very elderly person, and he is very dear friend of Maharaj. So he wanted to sit just beside Maharaj. But, you know, Maharaj told Shikshashtakam Prabhu that you sit beside me. So Shikshashtakam Prabhu was telling that it was a very awkward situation for me, that that person is very, very elderly, but still Maharaj is asking me to sit behind him. And then I sat as it is Guru's instruction, Guru's Adesh. So I sat beside him. And but that person was not very happy because he had the desire to sit just beside Maharaj and to speak with him. But as Guru's instruction, I sat there. And that person was a little bit angry with me, but and I was in a very, very awkward situation. So after some time, when that person fell asleep, and Maharaj whispered in my ear. Actually, what happened, Maharaj had rounds. To Maharaj wanted to finish his rounds. And Maharaj did not want to talk, you know, in that time. So Maharaj whispered in Shikshashtakam Prabhu's ears that, thank you, you saved me from that person and I saved you from the air hostesses. Because, you know, air hostesses always, they are in the aisle seat, means, and Shikshashtakam Prabhu, he is a brahmachari. So yeah, Maharaj, you know, his nature is so humorous and he said like this. So thank you very much, Maharaj. I'm really, really very, very grateful. You have innumerable qualities. Means if we start speaking, it will not end here. So I just wanted to pay my obeisances in your lotus feet. And I'm very, very thankful that the wisdom you are giving to all of us, that's really very, very nice. So my humble obeisances to you. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for sharing your love for Guru Maharaj. Next, I would like to request Her Grace Radha Jivani Mataji. You can be there, Mataji. Yeah, please. Make yourself comfortable.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanath Swamini Te Namane. I just want to share an incident which actually reflects your wonderful qualities, one of the wonderful qualities. Once you and your dear friend Devamrit Swami, they were scheduled to give a talk on cricket. Although there was like a World Cup season going on in India and everyone was so busy watching cricket matches, but the temple courtyard in Chowpatty was full because everyone was excited to listen what two American monks have to say about a sport which Indians are crazy about. So as both the speakers, you and Devamrit Maharaj, you sat on the chairs. So the Gaurang Prabhu, who was the master of ceremonies, he came up and he took out a coin from his pocket. And he tossed the coin in the air and asked everyone, like, asked both the Maharaj. He tossed the coin to know, like, who would be speaking first. So he asked the Maharaj, like, you know, heads or tails. So even without, you know, immediately without the blinking of an eye, Maharaj immediately said, tails, of course. I like to be a tail. I can't be the heads. So this is your amazing quality which you teach in the class, that we need to be the servant of everyone. And you tell about the importance of helping others to go ahead in life and achieve success. You always shun materialistic competitive attitude. And this principle is so deeply internalized by you that even during the insignificant coin tossing, you were conscious of being the tail or servant of others. So on this auspicious day of your Vyasa Puja, 67th Vyasa Puja, I really want to seek your blessings that I may be able to follow what you always teach in your lectures and try to be the servant of the servants. Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you, Mataji, for sharing your wonderful love for Guru Maharaj. Next, I would like to request His Grace Ishwar Krishna Prabhuji to share his Vyas Puja offerings.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtha Bhutale Shrimati Radhanath Swamini Ki Namne. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtha Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Ki Namne. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane. On this auspicious day, I pray to Radha Kalachanji for the long life of our Guru Maharaj and good health, long life, and so that Maharaj can continue giving Krishna consciousness to fallen souls like us, at least like me. And so Maharaj, so I was told that this offering, we should come prepared with the offering and it should not be impromptu, but I apologize again. I did not prepare in advance, so I'm just speaking right now, Maharaj. So my association with Maharaj is mostly, although Maharaj comes to Dallas, but my association with Maharaj is mostly at the yatras. So I went to Vrindavan Yatra and Mayapur Yatra. So both the times I have seen there is a pandal set up and there is a time given that the Maharaj class would start at a certain time. And it is noticed that we always, the disciple, we should be reaching there before Maharaj. But we have seen that we just, depending upon our convenience. So we go to some destination in the morning and we visit some holy place. And then we come back, we eat prasadam, take rest. And then when we are fresh, then we go to the class. So we have seen that we go as per our convenience. So, and it sometimes it looks so bad that Maharaj is there, but the disciples are not there. So all I'm saying is the punctuality of Maharaj, if the class time is at 5, so I have seen that Maharaj 99% of the time reaches at the pandal for the class at that time. But again, I have seen that that's disciples, we just look over convenience. So that is I see the big difference between Maharaj and the fallen souls like us. Other is this time in Mayapur, it rained in the beginning for the first 3 or 4 days. It rained very heavily and it was all muddy in that area and there were so many mosquitoes. So in the pandal, there were lights and there were mosquitoes everywhere. But Maharaj was sitting on the dais, and again, Maharaj never complained about anything, and Maharaj gave all the classes on time, and did not even complain single time during the class. But we were, sitting on the floor, but we were sometimes looking somewhere else, trying to move to other place to, so that they don't disturb us. The mosquitoes, there are so many mosquitoes at this time. But again, I have seen Maharaj remained undisturbed and, gave the classes on time. And also, I have seen another quality of Maharaj is they try to make the class so interesting that even you are sitting there for 4 or 5 hours, you never get bored because Maharaj keeps adding some humor from time to time in the class. And so that the class, even if the subject is very serious, but you understand in such a way that for you it looks very easy to understand. And so Maharaj, all I can say is at this lifetime I can, the qualities which you are trying to give to the disciples of yours, I'm not sure if I can ever reach at that level as per your expectations, but I'm trying to be, follow the other God brothers and God sisters so that I can, learn some of the qualities so that I can advance in spiritual life, little bit whatever I can do in this life. Again, I'll pray to Radha Kalachanji for your long life and good health. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for sharing your offerings for Srila Gurudev. And I'd like to read. This is a very wonderful instruction by His Holiness Rajanath Swami Maharaj for all of us. This is about a spiritual path. Caring for each other with patience, tolerance, and humility is part of what it means to walk a spiritual path. I'll repeat that again so that we all can contemplate on it. Caring for each other with patience, tolerance, and humility is part of what it means to walk a spiritual path. And here's another one on gratitude. In a grateful heart, the tree of love will grow deep. I'll repeat that again. In a grateful heart, the tree of love will grow deep. You know, some of these quotes, when we actually, you know, contemplate on them, they are so meaningful and so deep rooted. So next we could so there are more devotees are arriving, so we'll give us some room for them to get settled down. Maybe we could do like a 2-minute kirtan. Hare Krishna Mataji. He wants to share?
No. Probably? No, thank you.
Okay. Sorry. Oh, yeah, if you would like to. We have to excuse my ignorance. So, would you like to speak, Prabhu? Let's go. Okay. Please excuse my ignorance, Prabhu. So, you know. Mataji, would you like to do some small kirtan?
Yeah. Rama, Rama.
Thank you, Mataji, for the wonderful kirtan. Now, may I request His Grace Rupanuga Prabhuji to kindly share His love for all of us. You can make yourself comfortable there, Prabhuji.
Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanath Swamin Iti Namine Jaya Shiva Radhanath Maharaj Jaya Shiva Gurudev. For those of you who do not know me, I'm not a disciple of Radhanath Swami Maharaj, except in the sense that he is Shiksha Guru. And I'm not a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. I'm a disciple of Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. I missed taking initiation from Srila Prabhupada. I received my first book in 1973. And at that time, Srila Prabhupada was still on the planet. But I missed the opportunity to ever see him in the flesh and certainly did not take initiation from him. But there was a plan in place that I should not take initiation from him, but from Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami, who was a very close disciple of Srila Prabhupada, as were many others. So, It's important to accept a bona fide spiritual master. As I think most of you know who have been in association with devotees for some time. And it's also important that for us who are in the lineage of ISKCON, that we take initiation from a spiritual master who is in very good standing and who is honored and respected by people all over the world. And His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj is one such person. I have not had much connection with Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, but I do remember hearing some things about him. I've shared before, but I'll share again with you, since some of you might not have heard before. The first time I heard about Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he was at the New Vrindavan Temple in West Virginia. And I understand that he was living in a little cabin that was somewhat removed from the temple proper. It wasn't directly in around the temple. So he was living, as I understand it, by himself. And I heard also that he was given a deity of Lord Baladev to worship, you know, Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. So he was given a deity. This is what I'm told. I'm telling you something that came to me from someone else, and I'm just repeating it from my memory. And there were some disturbances at that time during the 1970s. There was disturbance in that community due to some problems with the management. And I've heard it said that when Radhanath Maharaj, who was at that time Radhanath Das, heard that there were some problems, he found it very difficult to believe. So he had to come down from his cabin to find out what was going on. So eventually the management of the New Vrindavan community kind of removed itself from the ISKCON and remained that way for some period of time, and I don't know the dates. But I do know that in the 1980s, Radhanath Maharaj was representing, I think, that community at that time. The management who had been there previously had left, apparently. And so Radhanath Maharaj was in charge, as I understand it. And all of this is, I'm hearing this, you know, secondhand. So if I'm historically inaccurate, please forgive me. And you can correct me. If somebody knows otherwise, I would appreciate being corrected. But anyhow, under his leadership, at some time during the early 1980s, he came down to Dallas, and Srila Tamal Krishna Goswami was present at that time. And so since New Vrindavan community was somewhat removed from ISKCON, Radhanath Maharaj apparently came down to try to reestablish the connection. Because he was a very faithful disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And as I understand it, he was also a very faithful ISKCON man. So when he came down, he was very warmly welcomed by Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. And he also he took a very humble position, Radhanath Maharaj did, when he came, and expressed his pleasure at having been so warmly welcomed here into this community. So that was like the reestablishment of the connection between our New Vrindavan community and ISKCON. And for that, we are very much thankful to Radhanath Maharaj for the role, the very important role that he played in reestablishing that connection. That's important. And of course, we know now that any of you who has read The Journey, is it The Journey Home? Is that the name of his book?
The recent Journey Within. Journey Within, the latest recent book. The Journey Within.
That's a more recent book?
Was the original, it? The Journey Home.
The Journey Home. The Journey Home was the first book that he published, giving his early history. And he gave quite a lot of detail in that book, which I felt was very intimate to him. And so it would take a lot of courage to express those things as he expressed them. Well, I've read the book at least once, and I think my wife has read it maybe 4, 5, 6 times, because she found it a very inspiring book. So he went through a lot greater difficulty finding Srila Prabhupada than my wife and I did. We simply found out about it in East Tennessee, where I was working at the time. And then we moved here to this community to stay in 1980. When we read his book and heard about his difficulties, it made our few difficulties look pretty paltry, of not very much significance. So here was a man, a young man, who went searching for the truth. And he, after going through, you know, a long, long tour of Europe and the Middle East, he wound up in India. And it was at that point that he met the devotees and met also Srila Prabhupada. And he became a Prabhupada man. So we are so much appreciating the fact that he has been so steady. I have never heard any negative things said about him. I heard lots of negative things said about my own spiritual master because he went against the trend. And he established this community based on principles that not everybody shared with him. And so for that, he took a lot of flack, a lot of criticism. He also stopped distributing books at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport at a time when it was accepted. That was the highest form of preaching in ISKCON, was to distribute books. And distributing books in the airports was really important. But the way it was being done and the response that we were getting was causing quite a lot of defamation of ISKCON. And he saw that was not going to be good for our public image. And if our public image was not good, then it was going to be very difficult then to win over Westerners, especially to ISKCON. So he stopped at that time. But what I'm doing here is I'm making a contrast between Radhanath Maharaj and my own spiritual master. Now, Radhanath Maharaj, undoubtedly, since he has become a sannyasi, and he's also began taking disciples, he has certainly faced many challenges. But you can see the results of his work by the eco village in India, outside of Mumbai, yeah, on the west coast. So they, what does it say? The fruit doesn't fall far from the tree. So the fact that he has been so loyal to Srila Prabhupada and now so loyal to Prabhupada's institution, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, that to us explains the reason that he has had so much success in winning the hearts and the intelligences of people, even Western-bodied people. And strangely enough, he is also Western-bodied, and yet he has won the hearts of people all over the world. So there's got to be something there more than just the physical person, you know. And he came from a Jewish background. Although, like my own spiritual master, Tamal Krishna Goswami, I've not heard it said that his family was really strong in following all the principles of the Jewish religion. But you can see that now people have come from all kinds of religious backgrounds, especially Westerners have, to join this movement. And it's only because of seeing the example of persons like Radhanath Swami Maharaj that people have been convinced that here is something that is good and something that will last and something that is representative of the Supreme Lord. So just as Srila Prabhupada was representing Krishna in a very personal way, trying to rid the world of impersonalism and voidism, as he has said, so also Srila Radhanath Swami has that very personal nature too. I was at home this morning as his recorded class was being presented here in the temple room. And I was, my wife and I were just listening, to how he spoke and what he spoke about. And this kind of thing, you know, comes from a soul that has become purified by contact with another soul that is purified. And so also, if we understand that this can happen with some of the leaders of our society, then if we try really hard and if we purify our own lives, then the same thing can happen to us. And we can become genuine representatives of Srila Prabhupada and therefore of Sri Sri Radha Kalachandri, or Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Radha Govinda, Sri Sri Radha Shamasundar. All over the world, Krishna in his different forms are being worshipped. So I congratulate you all today, those of you who have been successful in taking shelter of this man, because that's significant. And I would hope that you would try your very best never to disappoint him, never to let him down, but always be a person whom others will see and witness and experience. Other people will see you and your character and say, this has got to be a disciple of Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for sharing your love. Thank you. Next, I would like to request Her Grace Mother Sucharya Mataji to kindly share. I can bring the mic here, or if you want.
I'll just sit here. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavari Prashtachade Satarne Om Ajnana Timiranasya Gnanangana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So for the benefit of all the young ones here, all the precious disciples of His Holiness Radhanath Swami, I'd like to share just an instance that I witnessed in New Vrindavan in West Virginia. This was in around 1973. And just to show that the spiritual master is always teaching, and Maharaj was still a brahmachari then, but I was living in New Vrindavan with my family. And one day I saw Maharaj walking with one of the cows. But it was so striking because the cow was completely surrendered to Maharaj. And they were walking very quickly, I guess, going towards the barn to become milked. But it was such a beautiful scene because it was pure devotional service. That cow that was so surrendered because of the love received from the devotees was giving so much milk. And with that milk, so many milk sweets were being made for the deities every day. Ghee, butter, so many preparations. Because it's a circle of love, the devotees are caring for all living entities and engaging them. And when I saw this scene, it was just very briefly, I could understand how that the spiritual masters are engaging every living entity in their eternal natural service of pleasing Krishna. In the material world, people often think that or say that they have relationships with animals. But it's different because the master is thinking, oh, how can this animal serve me? Or how can this horse win the race and make me some money? But this was a relationship with bhakti, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead was being pleased by the service. So all these different relationships, the spiritual master is so expert at engaging people in their natural service. And so I just wanted to thank all of you for your service. Most of the devotees are in the kitchen, and they're making so many wonderful exotic preparations to please their spiritual master. And here in the temple room, Srila Prabhupada is decorated so nicely with a beautiful backdrop. And he's wearing, it's kind of chilly this morning. In fact, it snowed a little bit today. But Srila Prabhupada is wearing a beautiful brown vest over his saffron and a beautiful cream hat. And His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj has a beautiful decorations by Gopi Balabi Mataji and her friends of a beautiful backdrop with flowers. And there's candles all around. And it's a very beautiful, touching scene. But thank you to Maharaj for nurturing nourishing the very souls of all these people who take shelter of him, and teaching them how to develop their dormant love for Krishna. We're so grateful. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Next, I would like to request His Grace, Mishra Bhagavan Prabhuji is one of the very senior Vaishnava of this Dham. So I'd like to request His Grace to share. You can make yourself comfortable here, Prabhuji. And I can give yeah, whatever makes you.
I'm not qualified like the many Radhana Swami disciples that are here in devotional service, but I can share some memories I have with Srila Radhana Swami that I think were to his glorification, to his quality of humility. I think that humility is something that's asked of us when we chant the holy names. Trinada Pi Sunichina Taroa Pi Sahisnina Amanina Manandina Kirtaniya Sadahari. We've heard that verse from the very beginning in devotional service. When we met Srila Radhana Swami, we actually met the personification of this verse. Somebody is truly humble. I was reading in the Glories of Navadvip Dham that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is simply waiting for the devotees to give up the propensity to find fault in others so that he may bestow the mercy of the holy name upon them. So from that verse, I can understand that we're by finding fault in others, we never gain anything. We only destroy our own devotional service. The other day, we were reading in Tamal Krishna Goswami's diary that Prabhupada was telling the devotees that you don't want to criticize others because you get dirty. He used some example about how you get dirty when you touch something else that's dirty. So, Radhana Swami, I was with him. I had a chance to have his association during a festival in New Vrindavan. I spent about a week with him. I got to ride with him in a van back and forth between Columbus and New Vrindavan, just the two of us. And I noticed that as some time went by that he never has a bad thing to say about anybody. He meets people that somebody else that says is crazy, and then he says, "It's been a pleasure and honor to meet you." And he really means it. You know, he would not find fault in others, and that was something that he got a lot of mileage out of that. You know, I remember I heard that he said that one day he decided just to become humble, just by practicing the action. And then later on, it became imbibed in his personality. And I was going to see him sometimes during the summer in the early 90s. He used to go, Radhana Swami used to attend a function every July 4th called the Rainbow Gathering. The Rainbow Gathering was a bunch of scruffy people that decided that they can't handle living in the cities anymore, but they can't really get away from the cities because of the life that we have. So they spend 2 to 3 weeks up in the mountains. They find the most remote mountains in America and go to that place and camp out for 2-3 weeks, up to a month, with a big celebration on July 4th. Srila Radhana Swami used to attend these functions. He would go up and just camp out. And it was so nice to go see him under those circumstances. I remember I pulled up to the Rainbow Gathering and they have a parking lot. You have to park the car and then you hike with whatever you can carry for 2 or 3 miles into the mountains. So by the time you get to the site, there's no cars, no electricity, no modern amenities. And out of all the rainbow people, they have a group called A-Camp. Now, A-Camp doesn't go up into the mountains because they're all, A stands for alcohol, they're all alcoholics. So there's no alcohol allowed in the rainbow gathering, so people who are alcoholics, they don't go up. They stay and manage the parking lot. So I was looking for a place to park, and this scruffy, long-haired, bearded man comes up to the car and, you know, tries to tell us where we should put the car. And I said that, well, after we get parked, I want to find the Krishna camp. We're here to find the Hare Krishna devotees. And he said, oh, yeah, just go up the main trail and take a left at Simply Wonderful, down the hill by Mother Hubbard, and on the right side, you'll find the Krishna camp. And when you get there, you'll find my dear friend Radhana Swami. And when you meet him, you have met the most wonderful person that you'll ever meet. And he told me that, and I looked at him and I thought, wow, here's this man thinks he's Radhana Swami's best friend. If he came to our temple, we'd probably hand him a sign saying, you know, members only, and wouldn't allow him in. But here, he thinks this devotee, you know, he's made a touch, you know. And then when I got to, I finally found Radhana Swami, and it was a really nice atmosphere. There was only most of the devotees had gone to the talent show. There's a talent show every year. So all the devotees did a big Harinam on the stage for the talent show, and maybe some kind of play or something. But what happened was there was only 2 devotees left up at the camp. Somebody was cooking and another person was attending to Radhana Swami. And Radhana Swami was talking to a young man there. And this man had just, I don't know how he found the camp, but somehow he ended up with Radhana Swami's association out of all the thousands of people were there. And he was asking Radhana Swami about how I could find the right person, the right mate in life, you know, the right person to my soulmate, I think he was asking about. And Radhana Swami said, well, before you can find a person on the same path, you have to figure out what your path is. Say, find out what you're doing, and then you'll find somebody who's on the same road. And this made the man very happy, and it was just so nice being in his association because he's always so gentle. One time in Mayapur, I had some money I wanted to give him. So he was sitting and chanting his japa, and I felt like the whore in Haridas Thakur, that I wanted to bother him, and then he was chanting his japa. So I didn't want to, so I thought, well, as soon as he gets a little break, as soon as he, you know, his intenseness calms down a little bit, I'll talk to him. So I sat there for about half an hour, and he was just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, with his eyes half closed. And I could tell that he didn't notice I was there or anybody else, because he wasn't there. And he was in Mayapur in the real sense. He was seeing the Chintamani stones and things that aren't visible to all of us. When he was in New Vrindavan, I remember him and Vishnujan Swami used to have a lot of exchange. Vishnujan Swami was our nectar man on the Radhadamodar party. And him and Radhana Swami just loved each other. They would have little arguments one time. I remember there was this bathhouse in New Vrindavan that was really super austere to go to. You had to kind of go through the snow to get into it. And on top of all that, Radhana Swami wouldn't use hot water. He was only using cold water, like this time of the year. So Vishnujan Swami would chide him and say, oh, all those austerities you're performing just make you hard-hearted. So, I mean, both of those sannyasis were extreme. Vishnujan Swami is the kind of person who he'd bathe in the Ganges with everything on and just come back out and let it dry off. You know, so between the two of them, you had two really, really sweet personalities that obviously knew each other for a long time. And Srila Radhana Swami would be up in New Vrindavan for all those years from the time he joined. If you remember 1972, he came back to America at the end of the journey home. He became a devotee in New Vrindavan. So 1972 till 1970, pretty much the whole 70s, nobody really knew who Radhana Swami was unless you'd been to New Vrindavan. And then, I've told this story before, but I'll bore you with it again, because if you haven't heard it, because it just told me what kind of person he is. I was having lunch with him in Kyiv, Ukraine in the year 2001. It was just a coincidence I happened to be there. And he was there at the same time, and we were the only two Prabhupada disciples. So I somehow had to have lunch with him and breakfast for a few days. And I asked him, how is it that you became such a prominent personality in ISKCON? You know, you have thousands of disciples and projects going on all over the world. Years ago, nobody ever heard of you. And he said that I was always trying to be in the back, but everybody in front of me kept on disappearing. So I was forced to go to the head of the class. So that's the kind of person he was. He's always humble and loving. And what Tamal Krishna Maharaj said in his last Vyasa Puja here, he's our most popular representative of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Srila Radhana Swami Ki Jai.
Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for sharing. Next, I would like to request His Grace Mathuranath Prabhuji to share his love for all of us and for Srila Gurudev.
Old people get to sit in their chairs.
you can use this for
now. Okay. Yeah.
No, I'm good. I was just thinking once when we were in India, it was myself and Gopal, Prabhu Mahari Prabhu, and a couple other devotees. And Gopal brought this book back, and he started reading it to us. It's called The Journey Home. And so we thought, wow, it's such an amazing book. So we ran out to try to buy more, and there was only one left, only book. So as soon as whoever was reading it would put that book down, somebody else would grab it. We would grab it because we were all just amazed by this book. And you can see that from this book, you know, Maharaj, what was it? Was it 16 years old that he left home and was actually, or was it 19? And he left home and he was in search of the truth. And I was thinking, you know, when I was 19, what was I thinking? I was thinking of girls and baseball and girls, you know. So, and here he was traveling all over the world. And so we can see from this, you know, from his book and his life that when I know when people like myself come into this material world, it's because I'm having to pay back for my actions that I performed in my previous life. So it's karma. But when someone like Maharaj comes into this world, it's not because he has to pay back anything. He's coming to give to us. When pure devotees like that, when they come into this world, it's not to pay back, it's to give. And whenever I see Maharaj, it's like, to me, Maharaj looks like you dropped right out of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. I mean, he's got such an effulgence. And I remember once when I was at the Sadhu Sangha in North Carolina, I was sitting there and children were crying and doors were opening and closing and all these things were going on. So I was trying to concentrate on the kirtan, but so many things were going on in my mind. So all of a sudden, Maharaj was walking down the aisle, and I was thinking, if I could just get a hug from Maharaj, I would be okay, you know. And so Maharaj walks up, and he just picks me up and gave me a big hug. And that was, I thought, okay, this made my trip. That was worth the trip for sure. So I have so much respect for Maharaj. I listen and read his classes. It's so nice he has the classes where they're written out, transcript. And so I read his classes all the time, and such an amazing personality. And I just want to wish him a happy appearance day. His Holiness Ramnath Maharaj Ki Jai.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Next, may I request Her Grace Krishnapriya Mataji to share. I can bring the mic here for a minute. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. So I have sort of a wild story to share, but I asked my father's permission. So so I grew up in New Vrindavan, and I remember my grandmother had a very funny relationship with Radhanath Maharaj. She was sort of a large personality and kind of would order him around and, you know, tell him what to do. And she kind of expressed herself very dramatically. So she had invited Radhanath Maharaj over for lunch, and she was making his favorite dish. And to this day, I wonder if it is his favorite dish. It was a macaroni with, like, 5 kinds of cheese, sour cream cheese, a lot of oil. And so he was 3 hours late, I think. And so she finally sent me to the temple to go and find out why Maharaj wasn't there. So I went on a hunt around New Vrindavan looking for Radhanath Maharaj. And I found him behind the kitchen, and he was surrounded by GBC men. And I'm like, how am I supposed to say, excuse me, please come to lunch with my grandmother? But I worked up the guts, and he said he'll be there sometime soon. Anyway, so when he came, my grandmother, she surprised him with a special request. She had been initiated by Kirtanananda, and her name was Sister Piety. But she decided she wanted Maharaj to initiate her. And at this point, she was on a lot of pain medications. So not only was she sort of a loud type of personality, but it was a loud personality on pain medications. So so she started to demand that Maharaj initiate her. And you know, he was smiling. And I don't remember exactly what happened, but I know she just stood up with the full force of her personality, you know, explaining why, how it was so important to her that he give her a name. And then suddenly her pants fell down. And so my mom and I just started cracking up, and I was crying so hard there was tears coming from my eyes. But then when I looked at Maharaj, I so clearly remember how he looked beyond the ridiculousness that her illness and age had rendered her, and saw that she was a spirit soul. And his eyes were filled with complete compassion. And so to this day, I immediately stopped laughing. Both my mom and I, we looked at Maharaj and we're just like sobered up. And at that moment, Maharaj gave her the name Madhavi Shakti, one who receives the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And I thought how kind and sweet that was of him, because in many ways she wasn't really a candidate for initiation. She sort of chanted whatever she wanted on beads and did things how she wanted. But I thought how sweet it was for him to do that. And it was only, I think, not so much longer after that she passed away. And I think of how merciful that was of him to see the need of her soul and to respond to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for sharing the story. So I think we are in time for the Srila Guru Puja. Maybe one devotee can go. Mataji, you want to? Would you like to? Yeah, Gopiwala Mataji. Just to save time, I can bring the...
Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Wish you a very happy birthday. Some time back, I heard an instructive anecdote from a senior godbrother recounting how you once gave him a lesson on selflessness. This one single incident has been pervading my mind ever since. He happened to be accompanying you to Prayag for the Kumbh Mela Snan. As you entered the holy water of the Godavari, this senior brahmachari, he stood behind on the banks guarding your clothes. Turning back to him, you asked him to come in and take the holy dip too. When he hesitatingly entered the holy river, you asked him the reason of his initial reluctance. The brahmachari revealed that he was considering it an act of selfishness to take a holy dip with you when so many of our other godbrothers did not get the opportunity. To this, you simply replied, "What do you think? When I am taking the holy dip, it is just for myself. I am taking it on behalf of all of you." Now, you were referring to all of us, your disciples. And you continued, "If you stay in this consciousness, you will never be selfish." This touched the heart of the senior brahmachari deeply, as it did mine. Like, to cooperate with fellow godbrothers and godsisters is one thing, but to carry them in your heart when you're doing any kind of service is completely on a different platform. So on this auspicious day, Maharaj, I humbly seek your mercy to be able to someday reach this platform. And I thank you once again for everything you have given me, and I wish you a happy birthday once again. Your servant, Gopi Vallabhi Devi Dasi.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for sharing your love for Guru Maharaj. So I think with this, we can get started on the, you know, Sri Guru Puja. I definitely feel that, you know, the absence of His Grace Nityananda Prabhuji today is definitely conspicuous by his absence. You know, he's like a fatherly, you know, person for me and for all of us, for all the disciples of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj here. So we will get started now with the offerings now. Pushpanjali, yeah.
Hare Krishna. So unless you're really good at throwing petals from a long distance, please come as close as you can.
do we begin?
We can get started.
Pardon?
We can get started now.
Hare Krishna. So we're about to begin the Pushpanjali celebration, and we will eventually be offering flowers 9 times. Is that correct?
Yes.
9 times. So you have to make sure that you just throw just a few petals each time. Is that okay? Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamaya Dharati Swabarantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagujatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tamsajivam Savadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nam Om Vishnu Badaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine Nam Om Vishnu Varaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Namine Sri Vashavanabhi Devi Daitaya Kripadaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayine Prabhave Namaha Madhurya Jwala Premadhyaya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gora Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virada Pasidanta Dwantaharine Namo Gora Kishoraya Sachad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambodhi Parampujayate Namaha Namo Bhaktivinodhaya Sachid Ananda Namine Gora Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gora Vibhava Bhumeshtvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Nama Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Vaja Patitanam Bhavanebhyo
Vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Namo Mahavaranyaya. Krishna Prema Padayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. Namne Gora Trishe Nama. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam. Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam. Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam. Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindo. Dinabando Jagatpate. Gopesha Gopika Kanta. Radha Kanta Namostute. Jayatam Surato Pangor. Mama Manda Mater Gati. Matsarvasva Padambojo. Radha Madana Mohano. Divya Brindaranya. Kalpa Drumadha. Srimad Ratnagara. Singhasan Nastau. Srimad Radha. Srila Govinda Devo. Prastalivi. Savyamano. Smarami. Sriman Rasa Rasarambi. Vamshivata Tatastita. Karshan Venu Swanaya Gopir. Gopinata Sriye Stuna. Taptat Kanchana Gorangi. Radhe Brindavaneshwari. Vrishabhanu Suti Devi. Pranamami Hari Priye. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara. Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now we offer our flowers. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimate Radhanatha Swami. Iti Namine. Esha Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali. Srila Radhanatha Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimate Radhanath Swami. Iti Namine. Esha Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali. Esha Pushpanjali. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj Ki. One last time. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimate Radhanatha Swami. Iti namine. Esha pushpanjali. Esha pushpanjali. Esha pushpanjali. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Radhanath Swami Niti Namane Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Paribhajaka Acharya Astutara Sata Sri Srimad His Divine Grace Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj Ki Srila Radhanath Swami Ki Jai Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj Ki Jai Nitai Gora Premanand Hari Hari Bol.
What's the tune? Samsara dava nalalidha loka. Samsara dava nalalidha loka. Samsara dava nalalidha loka. Tranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam.
Samsara dava.
Sansara dava nalalidha loka tranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam. Praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya Vande Guru Shri Charana Ravinda. Vande Guru Shri Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita Vaditra Madhyan Manasora Sena. Kampa Shrutarang Bhajo Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda. Vigrahāradana Nityanāna Śrīṅgāra Tanmandira Marjanādau. Śrīṅgāra Tanmandira Uktasya bhaktam chaniyunjatopi Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda. Uktasya bhaktam chaniyunjatopi
Chaturvidha Shri Bhagavat Prasada Shvadvanna Tripta Hari Bhakta Sangha Kirtvaiva triptim bhajatam sadaiva Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Shri Radhika Madhavayorapara Madhurya Leela Guna Rupa Namna Pratikshana svadana lolupasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Nikunjayuno ratikeli siddhaye Yayali bhiryuktirapekshaneya Satrati Daksha Dati Vallabhasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Sakshadharitena samastra shastre Uktastatha bhavyataeva saddhi Sakshadharitvena Kintu prabhuryaha priya evatasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada Yasya prasada nagati kutopi Yasya prasadan bhagavat prasado Yasya prasadan nagati kutopi Yasya prasadan Dhyayam Struvam Tasya Shastri Sandhyam Vande Guru Shri Charana Ravinda Vande Guru Shri Vande Guru Shri Charana Ravinda Vande Guru Shri Charana Ravinda Vande Guru Shri Charana Vande Guru Shri Charana Ravinda Vande Guru Shri Charana Ravinda Vande Guru Shri Sansaradava Nalalitha Loka Pranaya Karunya Ghana Ghanatvam Pranaya Karun Praptasya Kalyana Gunarna Vasya Vande Guru Shri Charana Ravinda Vande Vande Guru Shri Charana Ravinda Vande Guru Shri Charana Ravinda Gurudev, 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 Gurudev. Jaya Radhanath Swami Maharaj, Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Gurudev, 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 Jai Gurudev.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Radhanatha Swami Niti Namine Nama Radhanatha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine
Prabhupada Bhakti Vedanta
Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Namaste Jaya Shri Krishna
चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्त वृंद जय श्री Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hari Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare
Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
As loudly as we can.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Swami Maharaj Radhanath Guru Maharaj Jaya Radhanath Swami Maharaj Radhanath Swami Maharaj Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Prabhupada
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhansa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotarshadash Srimad His Divine Grace Radhana Swami Maharaj Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhansa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotarshadash Srimad His Divine Grace Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Paramhansa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotarshadash Srimad His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sikau Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Gordhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Shri Maya Purnavdi Dham Ki Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Shri Kalachanji Dham Ki Ganga Mai Yamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Harinam Sankirtan Ki Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Books and Prasadam Distribution Ki The Appearance Day of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj Ki Radhanath Swami Maharaj Ki Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Nitai Gaura Premanandi All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Namaste Narasinghaya. Namaste Narasimhaya Prahlad Lad Daine Prahlad Lad Daine Hiranyakashipu Vakshaha Shilatankan Kalaye Ito Narasimha Parato Narasimha Thank you. यतो यतो यामि ततो नरसिंहा बहिर्नरसिंहा हृदये नरसिंहा नरसिंहमदीं शरणं प्रपदे तव करकमलवरेणाखा अद्भुतशृङ्गां दलिता हिरण्यकशिपु तनुभृङ्गां केशवद्रीता नरहरिरूपा जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय जगदीश हरे जय प्रह्लाद महाराज प्रह्लाद महाराज प्रह्लाद महाराज जय प्रह्लाद महाराज जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद विघ्न विनाशक नरसिंहदेव भगवान की भक्त शिरोमणि प्रह्लाद महाराज की गौर प्रेमानंदे
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much all for attending. It's a wonderful experience to celebrate the auspicious appearance of a wonderful soul. Very, very thankful to all of you for coming. We have a wonderful feast prepared by a bunch of devotees. It's a very enormous, excellent feast. So please do not go before taking part. The feast will be served downstairs. So if you don't know where to go, just ask any one of us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.